Life's an adventure, and it's waiting. Hi, this is Merrill Hodge. At S&T Bank, they know life's for the living. That's why S&T Bank offers solutions to help you get the most out of it. Whether you're investing in your home, planning for the future, or just making the most of every day, S&T Bank is here to help. Learn how S&T Bank can help you live the life you want at stbank.com. Member FDIC. S&T Bank was ranked number one in customer satisfaction with retail banking in Pennsylvania by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2022 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. It's a Wednesday here. The Steelers finishing up phase two of their OTA sessions this week. Phase two is more on-field stuff. This time they're allowed to be on-field with coaches, but it's largely conditioning stuff. Next week, they'll start with their regular OTAs, and that will be more like a mini training camp, kind of mini camp type setting. And they're still voluntary, but Matt and I will be down there broadcasting, as we've mentioned, as will Wes Euler and Arthur Motes. We'll have you covered on that. But before we get to that, Matt, I thought we'd talk free agents today.
I think it's a great idea because there's a couple guys, you know, Landry just signed, Ingram just signed. Teams are going to start picking up some veterans nowadays.
Yeah, you know what you got in the draft. You've had an opportunity to see those drafted players now a little bit because everybody's had rookie mini camps and all that kind of stuff. So now you're going to start seeing some of these guys get scooped up a little bit here. And so we'll take a look at what's available. And, to me, I think if I were going to prioritize things for the Steelers, I would be looking at a veteran running back. Mm-hmm. I would be looking at potentially an outside, an edge guy. Agreed. And there's also the potential that I might be looking at a defensive lineman.
Maybe. I mean, I guess depending on the Tuitt situation, from where we sit, that's still a little unclear. Real quick, just so I don't forget, when we talk running backs, you had two names that I kind of liked. It was Philip Lindsley, who just signed with the Colts yesterday. And then, unfortunately, Tariq Cohen. I don't know if you saw this.
I did, yeah.
I mean, his career might be over now. I mean, it was just in an individual workout, training session. He got hurt badly again. So
yeah, it looks like he tore his Achilles again, or ruptured his Achilles. And he did that. He was actually doing a video showing himself working out so the teams would know that he was healthy. And that happened. So that's unfortunate for him. But there are still some other guys out there, and we'll take a look at we'll do offense first. We'll just go down the list here, and we'll mention some of the quarterbacks that are still out there just right now, just so people kind of understand potentially why the Steelers not only drafted Kenny Pickett, but also drafted Chris Oladokun as well, because this is what's out there. A.J. McCarron, Josh Rosen, Cam Newton, Nathan Peterman, Blake Bortles, Mike Glennon, Tyler Bray, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Caleb Huntley. There's just that's running backs. Never mind.
Yeah.
But that's your quarterbacks that are available right now that are veteran type guys. With that group available, could you see a team potentially? And the Steelers aren't going to do this right away, but at some point trading Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, it's funny. We think about this the same way. I mean, I think Peterman even re-signed in the last day or so.
I think he may have as well, yeah.
Yeah. Quick question. The two names on there to me that have any value are Ryan Fitzpatrick and Cam Newton. Not for the Steelers, but I could see them hooking on with the team in some capacity, backup, who knows. Newton's always been tough the last couple of years of how he fits in, too. But, yeah, I mean, especially if a backup quarterback were to get injured in the coming weeks or something along those lines, the Steelers all of a sudden have a surplus and have a guy they could move, on a reasonable contract. I think that's a part of it as well. That, yeah, I mean, you're not going to get a ton in return for Rudolph, but if I was, not thrilled with my room overall, I would call the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, if it comes down to, well, we could sign Blake Bortles or we could trade a sixth or seventh round draft pick for Mason Rudolph. I might choose to do that with Mason Rudolph. And I don't know that Ryan Fitzpatrick is ever going to play again.
Yeah, so he may not either. I don't know Newton's ever going to play.
He had a serious hip injury last year, and people forget that he's 39 years old. Like, yeah, he's the same age as Ben Roethlisberger.
Right, yeah. Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, people were talking about this. Well, the Steelers need to sign him. He's as old as Ben. He just hasn't played as much.
No, good point. Yeah, 100%. I mean, he might be done. He may end up going to the booth or something like that. The Glennons and Bortles and Rosen. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's what's different about Rudolph is 90% of these guys' story has been written. You know, Rosen's the only one that's even like under 29 years old. And I don't think anyone's taking a chance on Rosen right now.
Yeah, that's the other. Cam Newton's 33 years old. And right, it's an old 33.
He's been beaten up.
Yeah. So that's what's available at quarterback right now. It's not pretty. At running back, Caleb Huntley, Devontae Freeman, Latavius Murray, Christian Wade, Tariq Cohen. Yeah, well, he just got hurt. Yeah.
Right.
Dearness Johnson's a restricted free agent. That's done.
You're not going to give any money.
You can't sign him now since the draft is over. John Kelly, Corey Clement, Ito Smith, David Johnson, Carlos Hyde, Darrell Williams, Elijah McGuire, Jerick McKinnon, Justin Jackson. That's a nice group of running backs right there.
It is. There's some names I like too. Yeah. I mean, Sony Michel just signed.
He just signed. Jalen Richard is still out there. Peyton Barber, Malcolm Brown, Patrick Laird. I mean, these guys are guys that have done some stuff at one point or another. Devontae Booker, agree. Jordan Howard. Kerryon Johnson still available?
I think so, but I don't know that he can pass a physical.
That's the problem.
From what I understand with him.
So
here's a couple names that would stand out to me. Devontae Freeman, who was fine last year. I mean, again, this time last year, he was on the street too. So it's not like you have to pay him much. And the same is true with Latavius Murray, both of whom were Ravens emergency calls last year. Where was the other ones? David Johnson to me is very appealing.
Yeah.
As a once do it all Lev Bell type that, you know, might be able to help with Harris and is a similar type guy.
He's been a star handcuff running back and can kind of give Najee Harris some, hey, here's how you want to handle this, or here's what you want to do with that. I think there would be some value in signing a guy like that. Same with Carlos Hyde for that matter.
I almost mentioned Hyde as well, just because, you know, he's never been the most explosive, but he's been around the block. He's a professional running back. I think he'll be on a team this year. Why, you know, Steelers are as good as any. My favorite option besides Johnson, though, might be Justin Jackson. You know, I mean, he's not as big as Hyde or Johnson, but he's 210, 215.
Yeah.
You know, I liked him coming out of Northwestern. You know, he wouldn't be expensive. Certainly cheaper than most of the names, or younger than most of the names on this list.
Yeah, he's 26. Darrell Williams is interesting to me as well. You know, a guy that can do some different stuff. He's played some special teams. He's done, you know, a little bit of everything in the league. And I think, you know, that would have some value as well. Still just 27 years old. You know, so there's some guys there.
And age doesn't even matter that much to me. I'm signing a one-year deal, right?
Yeah, you're looking for somebody that if something happens with Najee Harris, that for three games he could carry the load for you.
Right. I mean, I just want somebody to get me through the rest of the year. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
It's not even a D'Angelo Williams contract. It's a one-year deal and probably won't bring you back, but maybe – you know, Jackson maybe would be I don't think a 2-year deal, but I mean, you could consider bringing him back after this year. But I think there's value there. And I should have said this to start the segment, though. There, some good guys are still going to get cut. You know, I mean,
right.
So there are names added to this list as well.
Yeah, that's just the nature of the running back position. These guys probably aren't going to want to sign a multi-year deal. Are they going to want to sign a 2-year, $3 million deal? I don't think so.
But
right, if you have a good year, you know, now maybe a guy like a Carlos Hyde would do there, or David Johnson.
Because I think those guys would. Yeah.
They're at the end of their career.
And they've made money.
Yeah. You know,
Justin Jackson hasn't made anything.
He's not going to sign a 2-year multi-year deal and lock himself in for 2 years at a low salary.
It's a clear backup.
Yeah.
clear backup, right? So, but this would be a really attractive spot, though, if I'm any of all those guys, because, I mean, how many number two jobs are even open right now?
That's the thing. I mean, so, you know, I think that might be something where the Steelers will assess things after minicamp. Mm-hmm. You know, when they, where they see what, you know, what the, they'll take a look at the, they didn't draft a running back. So they'll take a look at their undrafted guys and they'll take a look at Benny Snell and Anthony McFarland and see where they're at. And then maybe you say, you know what, we've hit, we have the cap space. Let's add a veteran guy.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's very feasible.
And it would make a ton of sense.
A ton of sense. It almost has to happen. You can't go into camp with what you have.
And even if that guy gets, you know, if it's 100 touches, it's 100 touches that Najee Harris doesn't have to handle.
Right, right, right. I mean, some of them might not be high leverage situations or whatever, but you're asking a lot out of Harris already, you know, just some workload.
Yeah. What about a guy like Jordan Howard?
Not bad. Zero as a receiver.
Nothing. Yeah. He's
a zero.
And anyway, he's kind of like Benny Snell.
Yeah, a professional running back, though. I mean, he gets what's blocked in a little more. He's been around the block, not flashy. You know, again, you could dump it to him at most.
What you're looking for here is a better version of Kalen Ballage, a much better version of Kalen Ballage, and there's plenty available.
Yeah, yeah, and many of these names we listed certainly qualify.
Yeah. If you look at the wide receiver position, this has been picked over, and I don't see where the Steelers would have a need right now at the wide receiver.
Oh, and I think they realized that. That's why they drafted two, you know, because they didn't want to go shopping in this market.
Yeah, people kept asking me about this group, and I'm like, I don't want any of these guys. These guys are a bunch of never-was-es and, you know.
Or major, up. I mean, like T.Y. Hilton, Odell Beckham, DeShaun Jackson, and Will Fuller.
Yeah.
Have name value and are good football players. I don't know if Hilton's ever going to play again. I mean, he might just retire. Jackson might be at that point too, at 35 years old. Beckham has an injury. And I think Will Fuller is actually going to make some money somewhere, but not here.
Right. I think one of these guys signed yesterday with Atlanta, Geronimo Allison.
Yeah. That's okay.
What looking at there. These guys are fourth and fifth and sixth receivers at best.
Yeah, and Allison,
or they're old
special teams.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like Cole Beasley or Emmanuel Sanders. You know, there's just nothing there that you look at and go, boy, you got that guy will help you.
Right, especially here with a young, pretty deep, all of a sudden wide receiver room. You know, if I was extremely light at the wide receiver position, maybe I'd try to milk another year out of, you know, Emmanuel Sanders or Cole Beasley. But, you know, they're not needle moving guys, that's for sure.
I had a couple.
There's not even a reclamation project on here that I'm excited about. I guess we should mention Julio Jones's name too. I mean,
Kenny Stills,
great.
Kenny Stills, maybe someone like that, but John Ross would be a
reclamation. Yeah, Ross was the name I was going to mention.
But he can't stay healthy. Same with Dante Pettis. Like,
right. You know. Yeah, I think their stories have been written.
Life's an adventure, and it's waiting. Hi, this is Merrill Hodge. At S&T Bank, they know life's for the living. That's why S&T Bank offers solutions to help you get the most out of it. Whether you're investing in your home, planning for the future, or just making the most of every day, S&T Bank is here to help. Learn how S&T Bank can help you live the life you want at stbank.com. Member FDIC. S&T Bank was ranked number one in customer satisfaction with retail banking in Pennsylvania by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2022 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Yeah. That's what the list is. Of course, Antonio Brown's still on there as well. He made a little news this week by tweeting out that he wants to retire as a Steeler. Well, that's nice.
Good for him, right?
He would sign a one-day deal and just retire.
Right.
He's not coming back as a player. That wouldn't happen.
Do you think anybody's going to sign him this year?
No.
You think it's done?
I think last year was the final straw. And he's 34 years old.
But he was good.
That's fine, but at some point the bad outweighs the good.
I mean, yeah, it's a hot, crazy scale. I mean, it's a perfect example, right?
I mean, is he that good now that you could put up with all the antics and everything? No.
It'd have to be a stud team, you know, and he did that too at stud team with the most stable quarterback in the league.
Yeah. you know, the one reason I could see maybe the Steelers going and kind of burying the hatchet with him is 5 years from now, if this is it for Antonio Brown, he's going to be considered for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I think he's an easy yes.
And I agree. Now, many Steeler fans disagree. He was the best receiver in football over an 8-year period.
Yeah. I mean, if there's anyone even competing with him, it was Julio Jones, who's an easy Hall of Famer. Like, they have basically equal careers.
Yeah.
Equal resumes. And no one's hesitating on Julio.
Right. Now, it might be difficult. He might have to wait a couple of years like Terrell Owens did because of the crazy factor.
Right, right, right.
But at some point, Antonio Brown is going to be – he's going to be voted on for the Hall of Fame, one way or the other.
Yeah.
So if that happens, you know, if he gets into the Hall of Fame, which he probably will, you don't want to have him be estranged from your team. I mean, you kind of
– No, right. He did his best work here.
Yeah, this is where he should go. He should be known as a Steeler. Played nine years.
Will he go in the Ring of Honor? Or I always forget what that's called. Is that called the Ring of Honor?
Hall of Honor.
Hall of Honor, yeah. I mean, I know that's not necessarily – I mean, if you're in the Hall of Fame, you're already in immediately. So I guess I already answered my own question.
And again, that's why, you know, if that happens, if you're the Steelers and he shows the proper level of contriteness, then you say, okay, we'll let you come in, have a little, you know – media ceremony, and that's it. You're done.
I mean, you don't have to put a statue of him out front or anything.
Right, you know? Yeah. you don't have to have a special day for him at training camp or anything.
No, right.
You know, you just allow him to retire with a little bit of dignity.
Mm-hmm. And he earned that on the field without question. And there's more to his story than just, boy, he's crazy. He doesn't know what he's doing, you know. So yeah. I know Steeler fans hate when I say this, but I'm being as impartial as possible. I think he's the best Steeler receiver of all time.
I do as well.
Yeah. I mean, if you put your heart to the side, I think you should agree with me.
Yeah. And I get it. You know, Hines Ward, he blocked and all, you know, that stuff.
It's great.
Great. Fantastic.
I'd rather cover Hines Ward all day than Antonio Brown.
The tight end position.
I would think about one here if the proper fit arose.
I don't dislike the Steelers tight end room, though.
I don't either. I mean, it'd have to be a bargain and the right guy.
There are some guys out there. I'm looking down the list here. Lee Smith.
He is a hammer blocker.
He is a great blocker.
Yeah. He's been in the league a long time for one reason.
Yeah. Never catch a pass for you, but he'd block.
I mean, he won't drop it if you hit him in the numbers, but he's not running routes very often, right?
No. He's an extra tackle on the field. You want to improve your running game? There you go. Go sign Lee Smith.
Right.
Jesse James still a free agent? He's on this list.
I think so. I mean, at 28 years old, obvious ties, made big money with Detroit, but it's a little surprising he's still available because he can still play the game.
Yeah.
1-year deal at league minimum? I'd think about that.
I would think about that as well. Hunter Bryant is on the list here.
Is there an injury with him or something?
There must be something. He's 24 years old.
Right.
He was a pretty highly thought of guy just a couple of years ago coming out in the draft. Like, I would think about that.
I think he went undrafted, and I'm wondering if there's just a big medical red flag because I thought that was true with him. It doesn't add up for him not to have a team right now.
No, it does not.
His college tape is good. I mean, that's what he is going for.
Yeah.
Same with Waring, actually.
Cale Waring. Another one, 24 years old. You just wonder again. So this is a spot where
he was a great tester.
Yeah, if things don't work out, there are guys out there.
Eric Ebron's out there.
Chris Herndon,
Kyle Rudolph, Chris Herndon,
guys who played a lot of snaps in the league. Like
right. You know, I mean, I don't think Ebron's coming back, but there's some dudes that have played a lot of snaps in the league. And I do think, you know, this position, more so than the others we talked about, there's some guys on here 24, 25, 26 years old. And we've often said, you know, Chris Herndon comes to mind. There's some late bloomers at this position. Like, I'm not saying Chris Herndon's going to all of a sudden be a fantasy starter someday, but he has ability and he had some pedigree and didn't work out early in his career.
Yeah. Mykole Pruitt's another one of those big blocking tight ends. Very good blocker. Same thing with Levine Toyolo.
Yeah, he's a huge space-like body. You know, right.
So there's some Gronk guys there.
Is also out there, but he's only going to one.
That's it. But that's a position where things don't necessarily work out for that number three tight end position, where, you know, the Steelers want Connor Hayward to focus on fullback or something like that. Mm-hmm. They can find a guy that could come in and play snaps for them right away.
Michael Pruitt is actually sort of similar to Hayward in that you'll see him line up in the backfield, you know, I mean, tweener, but more tight end, you know, so interesting.
Yeah.
Again, if there's an injury, I would, you know, you could do worse than calling Kyle Rudolph, and Jared Cook's on the list. I don't think he fits.
Yeah. Right. I know. I agree. I agree.
He's an older version of Ebron that doesn't block.
Unless Freiermuth went down or something like that, then you're
maybe.
Then you might call Cook.
Maybe.
Offensive tackle position. There's some interesting names on here. You got Darrell Williams from Buffalo.
I wouldn't mind a swing tackle. I mean, better than Haig. I'm not even saying Haig would not go in the roster, but Haig's a guard, a tackle. I think his versatility is his best asset, but a third swing tackle type that maybe even could win the starting job or would be able to, you know, handle himself in a, if somebody gets hurt, if more Chooks got hurt.
Yeah. Now some of these guys are banged up or they're older.
Right. Right.
Obviously Jason Peters is on the list. He's 40 years old. I mean,
yeah,
that would be emergency only, you know, break. Riley Reiff is on there.
That one shocked me because I think he can be a starter or borderline starter in the league still.
Yeah. Ty Nischke and Bobby Massey have both played a lot of snaps in the league. They're still available. Dennis Kelly, 32 years old. He's played again. You're not talking about a world beater here, but talking about a guy that's lined up and played snaps.
I think all those guys will be in the league. You just mentioned
Marcus Cannon, Eric Fisher.
Fisher's okay. You know, right.
Right. Mike Remmers.
Remmers. Right.
Brian Bulaga. He might be hurt, though.
I think that's all injury. Yeah. And it wouldn't shock me if he retires, to be honest with you. He may be hanging it up.
Nate Solder's out there. Zach Banner, of course, still out there. I think
he might retire, too.
Dwayne Brown
at 30. Dwayne Brown and Peters were actually pretty good last year, despite their massively advanced age. Yeah. So old, right. I think Peters is retired once or twice or, you know, told teams no already. He's really overweight.
But we just saw Andrew Whitworth play till he was 40, so.
Yeah. The best name on this list to me is probably Darrell Williams from Buffalo.
Yeah.
And he may be in that rare position now, you know, this time of the year where he's gotten offers and can wait for the right one.
Yeah, no, I agree. At guard, you're looking at, I don't think the Steelers needed something here, but Trenton Scott, Quentin Spain, Xavier Suafilo, Haje Frohot, Kyle Long is available. Michael Schofield's available. Richie.
A lot of guys have played, though.
Yeah. Matt Skura is still out there. Laurent DuVernay-Tardif is still out there.
BJ Finney's still out there. And same with Trey Turner. I mean, again, I don't think there's a market here for
Trey Turner
guys,
just signed he signed with Washington.
Oh, did he? I missed that. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think he's a starter still, or at least a borderline starter.
Eric Flowers is out there.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
Flowers is much better at guard than tackle.
Yeah. So there's some guys there. If you get crushed by injuries,
I think almost every name you just mentioned there will get a call and a contract this year.
Yeah. Even at the center position,
there's some guys.
That
really stands out.
Matt Paradis, Trey Hopkins, J.C. Treader still available.
Treader's Jones, good. Yeah.
Still available.
Right. Right.
Nick Martin, Billy Price is there.
Right.
But there's some guys there that have played some snaps.
I wonder if Treader is also in that Darrell Williams situation where
he got released late.
After
free agency was like 3 weeks into free agency and they finally released him. You know,
it's tough being a center only, of course, because you know how many teams are in the market for a starter and he wants to get paid like a starter. But he might be the best center on the Steelers roster if they signed him this minute.
He might be the best center in a lot of rosters.
Yeah, 15 rosters, right, exactly. I agree.
So, anyways, that's the offensive list. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk defense here. I think we need to dive into this a little bit more than the offensive side of things. So we'll do that when we come back. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
Life's an adventure, and it's waiting. Hi, this is Merrill Hodge. At S&T Bank, they know life's for the living. That's why S&T Bank offers solutions to help you get the most out of it. Whether you're investing in your home, planning for the future, or just making the most of every day, S&T Bank is here to help. Learn how S&T Bank can help you live the life you want at stbank.com. Member FDIC. S&T Bank was ranked number one in customer satisfaction with retail banking in Pennsylvania by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2022 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.